Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from August 5th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. And today we're seeing equities continue to move lower pre-market. We'll touch on Friday's action, but already seeing a pretty notable spike in volatility this morning. So it will be worth continuing to watch for potential downside as we begin this week's action here on Monday. But wrapping up on Friday, only thing in positive territory was AGG. Their remainder of indices were in negative territory that we follow on the video here. Russell 2000 and crude oil leading the way to the downside, down over 3% here. Most U.S. equity indexes were down in that 2% range there, with the S&P 500 at one, down 1.49%. For AGG, we did see it rally up to its highest level since April of 2022 at $100 at the top of the trading band there, seeing two consecutive sell signals, so have seen it make a new 52-week high, as well as matches that prior resistance level from April and May 2023 there. Now, moving on to crude oil, we did see it give a sell signal with Friday's action fall to test this June low at 73. Technically moves it back into a negative trend, but continue to monitor pretty notable support in that lower 70s, upper 60 range for crude oil as well. For the S&P 500, we saw it break a double bottom here at 5350 for the first sell signal we've seen since the latter part of 2023, November 2023, when we saw the index return to a buy signal. As for the Russell 2000, we saw it break a double bottom here at 2160 as it fell to 2100, technically pulling it back in the middle of the trading band, prior resistance level. So in some fashion, healthy chart action there in a way, though we do see it returning to a sell signal. But again, with further potential downside here pre-market that we're seeing currently, keep an eye on that bullish support line there at 2020, as well as support there at 2000 for the Russell 2000. As far as EFA goes, we did see it return to a sell signal, breaking a double bottom at 77. First time we've seen it since it on a sell signal since the latter part of 23 there as well, similar to other U.S. equity indexes. As far as participation goes, we saw that roll over on Friday as well as stocks return to a sell signal. This is the bullish percent for the NYSE. Had moved up to match a prior high mark here at 64%, even as recently as week before last, but with last week's action ultimately reversing down here and falling to 54%, still above that 50% mark. So still suggesting that over half the stocks within the NYSE are trading on point and figure buy signals, but have seen a pretty notable drop lower with that 10% move there in terms of participation. Now looking at a shorter term one, as far as the 10 week for the NYSE, we saw it move from the 70% level here down to 50%, even a little bit below as far as the reading goes, but the chart sits there at 50%. So we're now seeing roughly half the stocks within the NYSE also trading around their 50-day moving average as well. Had seen a pretty notable increase in that along with participation. As far as other index indicators go, most of the bullish percents for those index indicators reverse down into those with Friday's action along with those 10-week indicators. Most of the PTs, except for the PT and DX, mainly because it's a smaller universe and just moves a little bit quicker, but most of those PTs still maintain in a column of Xs right now. So worth continuing to watch these participation readings if they continue to decline and if we see the potential of those PTs reversing down into Os. So moving on to individual stock names, two we wanted to cover from last week. We saw Amazon break down with Friday's action, falling and breaking a double bottom there at 176, ultimately violating multiple levels of support as it fell down just to above the bullish support line there at 160. From here, move above 168, we move it back into X's. So we'll keep an eye on that level there, see if it holds. Ultimately, as we've noted, the equity is moving lower pre-market, so worth keeping an eye on that potential of a bullish support line violation if you were to see Amazon continue to move lower. NVIDIA, also another one that folks were watching last week, saw it return to a sell signal there at 102, had taken out some near-term support before briefly returning to a buy signal, and then ultimately falling back down to a sell signal here. Can look at some of those prior prior resistance in the mid-90s as potential support. But again, mood downside action today. We keep an eye on that as well. Bottom of the trading band there at 89 for NVIDIA. Earnings upcoming this week. We'll cover a few of these pretty quickly. Airbnb will report on Tuesday, sort of headline that group of earnings. Overall, there's 81 stocks reporting within the S&P 500 this week. A few even here on Monday. CSX Transports is one of those that we would highlight Monday's action. Airbnb currently a 2-for-5 after reversing down into a column of X's on both its market and PRS charts last week and then over the past couple of weeks with action here recently. Did see a move to a sell signal in the latter part of July, ultimately now violating near-term support, moving to new lows for the year, falling back to levels we haven't seen since November of last year. Near the bottom of the trading band here, from here, reversal up into X's comes with a move above 134 currently. But worth keeping an eye on these prior lows in the 110s. Again, seeing a lot of downside and volatility increase this morning, so worth monitoring a lot of these positions. Caterpillar CAT reporting as well this week. Returned to a sell signal last week. They are testing some near-term support here in that upper 3-teens, 320 range as well. As we move on to a few others, Disney reporting on Wednesday, still 1-for-5 as it moved into a negative trend following Friday's action, completing a second sell signal there, testing its low for the year here at 89. And we do see additional support here at 87, but then those lows from the latter part of last year sit there at 79 and 80 for Disney as well. Now moving on to Lilly reporting on Thursday, still continues to be a 5-for-5 currently, still technically maintains a buy signal for the time being. We'll see how Monday's action pans off for that. From here, we do see support here at 776, as well as some nice support here all the way down to that 720, 712 range for Lilly. So worth keeping an eye on as well. And further reporting on Thursday as well, have actually quite a few utility stocks reporting this week. NRG being one of the bigger names there. It's a 5-for-5 currently. Again, reporting on Thursday, fell to a sell signal like many stocks after following Friday's action, breaking double bottom there at 72, but testing some pretty key near-term support here, intermediate-term support at 70 here. It's obviously from here, you look at the bullish report line there at 59. So we keep an eye on that as well, along with many other names. Again, 81 overall stocks reporting the S&P 500 this week. Also seeing pretty notable uptick in volatility this morning. So will be a lot to keep an eye on this week. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.